In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Control room operators at the Palisades nuclear power plant have removed the nuclear reactor from service for the final time. The shutdown was on Friday. The plant originally scheduled to permanently shut down on May 31st, but after careful monitoring, operators made the decision to shut down the plant early due to the performance of a control rod drive seal. The final shutdown marks the end of more than 50 years of operation for Palisades. It opened up in 1971. Palisades owner Entergy says the shutdown completes a remarkable operating history for the 800-megawatt facility. The plant employs about 600 people, many of whom are relocating to other Entergy facilities. Lakeshore Public Schools has launched a new campaign to foster positivity and encouragement in the district. Superintendent Greg Edding tells us the yard sign campaign invites Lakeshore families to show the support by placing We Heart Lakeshore signs in their yard.
The goals are to develop strong partnerships with our families and to promote some of the positive stories that we've had come through our Learn by Heart campaign.
Edding says you can pick up the signs for $20 each at any Lakeshore school building during school hours while supplies last.
I'm hoping that it can really be a cool opportunity to drive through the community, see the signs, kind of make it a point to say, hey, we're all in this together, kind of a reminder for the entire community that we are here for all students and families.
Edding says all district employees are getting the signs, and Lakeshore parents are also encouraged to pick them up. The signs are black with a white border, and they say, We Heart Lakeshore Public Schools. A suspect is in custody after he crashed his vehicle into the Flagstar Bank on Niles Avenue in St. Joseph Friday afternoon. He was being chased by the Michigan State Police when his vehicle struck another vehicle and then crashed into the bank. No one in the bank was hurt. Witness told us that the suspect ran off on foot across the street and was caught by police in the McDonald's parking lot. Police have not said why they were chasing him, and his name has not been released. Cornerstone Alliance has announced the installation of free public Wi-Fi in the Benton Harbor Arts District. It says the new network offers a free wireless internet connection to anyone located in the Arts Park, allowing use for residents and visitors alike. The free Wi-Fi comes just as the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship nears. Cornerstone Alliance says the city is improving each day through the completion of such projects. It's intended to elevate the status of downtown Benton Harbor, attracting business investments, residents, and visitors to the urban core of the community. Visitors to the Golf Championship are invited to use the free Wi-Fi to visit ExploreMyShore.com to learn about transportation, entertainment, shopping, and dining during their stay in Michigan's Great Southwest. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.